Also known as K2 or SPICE, these potent substances are created in a lab. Michael Lynch, director of the Pittsburgh Poison Center, says they mimic the active ingredients in marijuana and interact with the same receptors in the brain.
They do it much more potently than any marijuana plant product could.
But Lynch says people who use K2 report the feeling is not similar to using marijuana, but rather an amphetamine like cocaine. Department of Corrections officials say they think the substance is being sprayed on paper and then brought into the prisons, possibly through the mail. In response, the department will no longer pass original copies of mail onto prisoners. Instead, they'll get photocopies. Special Agent Patrick Traynor with the Drug Enforcement Agency in Philadelphia says drugs coming into prisons is not new. But he says synthetic cannabinoids are more easily transported than other drugs, such as heroin or marijuana.
A synthetic drug like K2 is not going to have a detectable odor or smell like those other drugs do.
Synthetic drugs lie in a murky legal territory. K2 is illegal, but
what we see is that a lot of the chemical manufacturers will alter the chemical composition of these drugs, which then makes them legal until we can schedule them again.
Unlike marijuana, synthetic cannabinoids don't show up on standard drug tests. Kathleen Davis in Pittsburgh.